This is Colourful Radio.
This is Sinai Flairy. I'm going to be speaking to the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, about the Black Lives Matter protests, the killing of George Floyd in America, and also about policing in London. Thank you so much for joining me on the line. I'm now speaking to the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. I know the last week or so has been extremely traumatizing with the killing of George Floyd in the US. I wanted to ask you, what went through your mind when you saw this all unfold, and have you watched the video?
Look, when I saw the video, I couldn't bear to watch the entire 9 minutes, but it's a number of feelings went through my head. Anger, fury, sadness, frustration. And what I think people need to understand who aren't black is the experience of being a black person, not just in America, in Minnesota or Minneapolis, but all around the world, are very different if you're not black. The reality is that you tend to be more on the receiving end of racism, discrimination, and equality. And it's, I'm afraid, illustrated powerfully by the brutal death of George Floyd. And I think it's right and proper, actually, that those who aren't black, are being educated by black people about what it means to be a black person, particularly in America, but indeed also in London and the UK as well. And I think the important thing is that the brutal death of George Floyd be a catalyst for meaningful, long-lasting change.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I know the murder has sparked many conversations right here in London about how black communities are often over-policed. I know during lockdown we saw black teachers and black ambulance drivers stopped and searched. And just this week there's a video circulating of a woman, a black woman, being pinned down in Lewisham by six police officers. And she was yelling, "I can't breathe," just like George Floyd in America. What's being done to reassure black communities in the capital that they will be treated fairly and humanely by the Metropolitan Police Force?
Oh, on the one hand, without wishing to be complacent at all, the Met Police made massive progress since the awful inquiry into Stephen Lawrence's murder. And yeah, the police force today is very different to the police force as it was in the 1990s. But still, I don't think anybody would claim that the Met Police Service is perfect, and it's right and proper that they take seriously allegations of excessive force being used. And it's right and proper that there are proper checks and balances on the police service. And I will reassure your listeners that I speak on a regular basis with senior members of the Met Police Service, not least the Commissioner, and she and the police take very seriously allegations of misconduct or use of excessive force. And it's really important that Londoners have confidence in the police, because the police police by consent. And if it is the case, as it sadly is in 2020, that some parts of our community, particularly black Londoners, have less trust and confidence in the police, that inhibits the ability of the police to keep us all safe. And so, look, we've got to make sure we do a number of things now. One is to continue to make sure more black officers are recruited. Secondly, continue to make sure there's good accountability from stop and search to arrest to enforcement. I mean, David Lammy did an excellent report a few years ago which highlighted the discrimination in the criminal justice system. And so we've got to act on the recommendations David made to make sure we can be an exemplar when it comes to policing our communities.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, I know various police leaders have issued statements in solidarity with those protesting in the US, but if we just look on Twitter or social media, those statements have come under great criticism from the black community, who are saying, look, you know, things haven't changed from all those years ago. We're still having cases, where black people are being detained and, you know, on the receiving end of excessive force. I mean, what can you say to reassure our communities that, you know, there is work being done within the police force to make things better?
Well, look, can I say that I'm the least complacent person you'll find, but if I was a politician, I was a lawyer doing human rights work, acting for black Londoners, but also black police officers who are at the receiving end of discrimination, often at the receiving end of police misconduct. And what I would say is, look, we aren't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but there has been progress made in the last 20, 30 years. The idea in the 1990s of a police officer doing the need to show respect and solidarity to black people have been unheard of. And so, look, yes, of course, we're going to do much, much more and go even further and faster to improve our police service. But they get it now, and I'm not sure if they got it 20 years ago. So it includes, for example, making sure we recruit a police service that looks like our city, making sure our police officers are trained about not just discrimination and discrimination, but also unconscious bias, making sure there's proper scrutiny. One of the first things I did as mayor was to make sure all our police officers wear body-worn videos. Why is that important? Because it means that when a Londoner, particularly a black Londoner, a black Asian minority, ethnic Londoner indeed, is interacting with the police service, that interaction is recorded on a body-worn video, which means the Londoner has got confidence, the black Londoner in particular, that the interaction has been recorded, but the police know that the interaction has been recorded as well, so it should give them more confidence as well to interact in a proper way. So look, I'm not at all complacent. You know, I was very concerned about some of the issues of disproportionality around stop and search, issues around the gangs matrix, other issues that have been raised, and we're taking steps to rectify that. But what we need is Londoners to continue to do what they're doing is to make sure that we make progress. And one of the things that I'm most proud about over the last week has been how non-black people are having conversations, which is really important. What we can't be doing is, you know, speaking to ourselves only in an echo chamber. We've got to persuade those with different views to us to understand why it's so important to recognise the discrimination faced by black people still in 2020.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the most heartwarming things for me, I've lived in London all my life, was seeing the number of beautiful protests that we've had in the capital with people of all ethnicities coming together to show solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. What's been your thoughts on these protests in the capital?
Well, of course, my big concern is to make sure that people don't inadvertently pass each other the virus, because we are in a global pandemic and so social distancing is important. So that's an obvious point I've got to say. But actually what's been so impressive is the fact that thousands of Londoners have marched peacefully, protested peacefully, understood the importance of not socially interacting. But also what's been really, really inspirational is the amount of young Londoners who are on the protests and stuff. And actually that's what gives me hope. You know, that although many of us are disappointed that the progress has been so slow in relation to race equality over the last few decades, actually there is a new generation of young Londoners impatient for change. You know, I grew up, and I remember watching in my early 20s, Rodney King being brutalised and treated appallingly by police officers who, in the end, got away with it. And then there were the awful riots in LA and elsewhere. And you sort of thought then, never again. And we've had other examples since then, not quite as well documented as the unfortunate brutal killing of George Floyd. And, you know, some of us are just frustrated. I mean, it's like, not again. It's like, oh, you know, do we have to go through this again? And that's why I'm hopeful, because we've now got a new generation of not just Londoners, but a new generation of people around the world who are saying enough is enough.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, just as my last question to you, I've been speaking to members of the black community over the last couple of days, and also many other ethnic minority communities as well. And I've asked them, look, I'm going to be speaking to the mayor of London. Do you have anything you want me to ask him? And this question came in from Chippo, who works within the NHS. And he said there's numerous videos online of, you know, black people and ethnic minorities being harassed by members of the Met, circulating online. Will you be investigating to see if any actions need to be taken against the officers involved?
No, thanks for the question, Chippo. So the short answer is yes. What's happened is this. When I have my deputy mayor for policing a crime, when anything is brought to our attention that causes us concern, we are ready to be looked into. What happens in our police service is actually there's an independent office for police complaints, the IOPC. And so rather than the police marking their own homework, the police investigating the police, the IOPC often investigate allegations against the police. And I'll give you one example. Recently, one of these clips circulating on social media caused concern to me watching it. And by the time I contacted my deputy mayor, she said she really was aware of that and it's been looked into. So just to reassure your listeners that we do. But if your listeners become aware of an incident, please report it. I'd really encourage your listeners to report any concerns they've got about the police acting in a way that's either excessive force or, you know, not following the proper rules. Because actually, look, you know, it's in all our interest for our police to be the best it can be. And actually, if you speak to senior members of the police service, as well as others, they want to improve, they want to be better. And if there are examples of, you know, officers acting improperly, you know, the senior team want to know about it so they can take action, obviously following due process and stuff. So it's really important people do so. Sometimes, I just make this point, sometimes there is an explanation which can explain what's happened. Other times there is excessive force being used or police misconduct. But unless members of the public report it, no action can be taken. So please do report it. Don't assume somebody else has.
Yeah.
Don't think, oh my God, it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, somebody must have reported it. No. Don't assume that. So please, you know, be a good citizen and report it so, you know, justice can occur and due process can occur as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand you. I know you've got a jam-packed day. So Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, I want to thank you for taking time to speak to me today. Sinai Fleury for Colourful Radio.
Great. Stay safe. Thank you very much.
This is Colourful Radio. Colourful Radio.